Welcome to the Gambling Issues Podcast. Today I have a special bonus episode. This will be a shorter episode, and it's to share with you about the Four Directions Conference, which is coming up pretty soon. And I have three special guests who are here to tell you all about it. So welcome, Angela, Maureen, and Kristen, and I'd like to invite you to introduce yourself.
Thanks, Joanne. I'm Angela Vogt, the Provincial Indigenous Coordinator with the BC Responsible and Problem Gambling Program.
And I am Maureen Greeley. I'm the Executive Director of the Evergreen Council on Problem Gambling, and we are coordinating the Four Directions Conference in partnership with Angela and her team.
And I'm Kristen West, the Outreach and Development Coordinator here at the Evergreen Council on Problem Gambling.
Great.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So I haven't attended this conference before, but the three of you have. So I really would love for you to share a special memory you have from one of the previous conferences.
So I've had the opportunity to attend the Four Directions Conference twice now, and I've found it to be a really powerful conference. The last year was in Tulalip. We just had a really incredible time of coming together with Indigenous providers, elders, community members, and allied professionals to talk about responsible and problem gambling. I gave feedback to Maureen and Julie right after the conference, saying it was one of the best conferences I had attended. I think because the atmosphere was professional and interesting and engaging and also really warm and supportive and supporting traditional knowledge and creating space for those conversations.
Thanks, Angela.
This is Maureen. I have had the great experience of being able to be a part of the Four Directions Conference since its conception. The first conference was in 2009, and it came together as a partnership with tribal nations in the Pacific Northwest and our Evergreen Council on Problem Gambling, because there really wasn't anything out there for communities to come together and talk about ways to develop programs and services that helped people make healthy choices in all areas of holistic health, including problem gambling as an addiction. My favorite memory is perhaps a time, as you might know, our theme for our conference has been honoring our past, protecting our future. And we were able to bring out Mona Palaka, who is one of the 13 Indigenous grandmothers from around the world. And she and Colleen Clark, who was the domestic violence coordinator for Stop Violence Against Indian Women, as they completed their presentation, they did an interactive element where everyone came together and they gave us rolls of ribbon. And we created an enormous weaving by sharing our ribbon with others and passing it and sharing a bit of wisdom as we did that and sharing hugs. And as we completed that and put that giant weaving up on the wall in the conference area, a number of tribal youth came and shared what they had learned from their elders and their communities about making healthy choices through music and dance and song. And it was just an incredible experience of bringing together teachings in traditional ways and bringing together teachings in modern ways from the youth, which really met the medicine wheel image that we were trying to create around this conference.
Thanks, Maureen. Kristen.
Right after I joined the team at Evergreen Council on Problem Gambling last year, I was fortunate enough to attend Four Directions at Tulalip. And when I was there, I ran into a young treatment provider that I had met in Oregon at a problem gambling conference who had expressed to me that he was frustrated with the lack of culturally competent treatment methods and information out there, and that he was really struggling to help people where he worked. And he actually worked at NARA, which is the Native American Rehabilitation Association in the Northwest. So I mentioned the conference that we were having, and I was delighted to see him there when we held Four Directions last year in 2014. And he attended a session that Angela assisted with, which was the traditional Aboriginal games. And after the session, he came up to me, and he was so excited. He was literally jumping up and down with all of these new ideas that he was going to take back to Oregon, to NARA, to help provide better treatment and more culturally relevant treatment to his clients.
Thank you. That's great to hear, Kristen. I didn't hear that before, so that's wonderful. And I think we will be running that traditional Aboriginal games workshop again at this Four Directions conference. So if people are interested in that workshop, we will be hosting that one again this year.
Fantastic. Now, who is the conference for? Who would you like to see there?
So I think the conference is for, well, we're welcoming everyone to come. We're really hoping that there'll be many First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people and providers, service providers coming from different organizations and communities around BC, as well as tribal nations from Washington and across the states.
Thanks, Angela. So I want to get into the logistics of the conference now. Let's start with, where is it and when is it?
So the conference, the Four Directions Conference this year, will be held at the Weston Wall Centre Vancouver Airport Hotel, which is in Richmond, BC, Canada. The pre-conference will be running September 21 and 22, 2015, and the conference September 23 and 24, 2015. We're really excited about the highlight event, which is happening on September 23 in the evening. We're hosting a cultural dinner on Musqueam territory, and we're thankful that they're hosting us there on their traditional land. The name of the event is Dim Ama Ye Num. We will all walk in a good way. This was given to us from the Gitxsan language in the Gitxsan Nation.
And so is there some transportation available for delegates to attend?
Yes. So this event is free for conference attendees who register in advance. So on the registration form, you're able to just check off if you're interested in attending this event. And that will include the dinner, the transportation, and the entrance to the Cultural Education Resource Center. And if anyone's interested in bringing along a partner or family member or friend, they're welcome to do that. That will be at a cost of $20 per person. So that ticket for $20 would include that person's dinner, transportation, and entrance into the event.
Thanks, Angela. Maureen, I want to ask about the cost and those questions, but do you have anything to add before we go there?
Absolutely. We are so excited that the Musqueam people have allowed us to come onto their land and experience their culture through the Education Resource Center. So I hope people will really take advantage of this great opportunity to share with one another.
Thanks, Maureen. So if somebody's interested in registering, they probably want to know, how much does the conference cost? Is there a group rate, student rate? Can you cover those?
I will be happy to let you know about the costs of the conference. We really do try to keep our costs down because we want as many people to come as possible. Registration is open and available now on our website, and we'll give you that information in just a bit. The special early registration rate, which is by August 20th, is $350 for all 4 days. That is UNT's currency. So you can pay by credit card and have that automatically converted to U.S. currency. If you want to pay by check, we ask you to contact our office about that. But we do take Visa and MasterCard and money orders. And we also have special student rates. Again, these are U.S. dollars, but the rate for students is $250 U.S. These rates include all of the workshops and seminars, and you get to choose which ones you want to come to. The pre-conference, as Angela said, will be Monday and Tuesday, so those are a little bit longer sessions, more in-depth. On Wednesday and Thursday during the full conference, that also includes continental breakfast and lunch on both of those days.
Thanks, Maureen.
You're
love
welcome.
How you had all those rates memorized. I think Kristen's now going to tell us how you can register.
Yes, definitely. There are a lot of ways to find out information on this conference. The easiest way is to remember Evergreen CPG. So that's Evergreen CPG as in Council on Problem Gambling. And that is our website, www.evergreencpg.org. That is also our direct Facebook URL. So you can just visit facebook.com/evergreencpg, and we will be updating throughout the months as they progress towards the conference with all sorts of photos and highlights and fun things to keep people interested and get them excited. You can also follow and talk to us on Twitter @evergreencpg as well. And if you have direct questions and just want to get in touch with us and talk to us, you can reach us via email at info@evergreencpg.org. On our website, you can register either completely online. We accept Visa or MasterCard for payment, or you can download and print and fill out by hand a PDF of the registration and mail it to us. And all of that information, including the address, deadlines, important info, will be on there as well.
Thank you, Kristen. And the regular listeners to the podcast can probably guess what I'm going to say next. All that information is going to be in our show notes at gamblingissuespodcast.com/8. Now, in our episodes leading up to the conference, I will have more information on the Four Directions, conference speakers and topics, but I want to share something that I don't think gets talked about enough when it comes to conferences, and that is the magic that happens in between sessions and workshops and keynotes when you're connecting with people and getting to know them and what they do and who they are.
I agree with that completely. And I think that this conference really creates that kind of environment so that people can really link to each other, learn from each other. I think the opportunity to have us gather from different First Nations and tribal organizations, have these conversations around how we're working together towards health and wellness in our communities is vital.
I think that's great. This is Maureen. I would have to say that while there are a tremendous number of incredible presenters, and all of that is valuable to no end, you are absolutely right that the magic that happens in between sessions means so much because it's what we take back and develop new partnerships. And for me, I always look forward to the learning and the sharing because there's so much we can learn from each other, both from the traditional practices and from cutting edge health and prevention practices that help our communities make healthy choices now and in the future. And that's what this conference is really all about, that honoring our past and protecting our future brings the best of the past and the best of the present together to help us move forward.
You have been listening to the Gambling Issues Podcast. For more information, head over to gamblingissuespodcast.com. Please remember that any views expressed in today's episode are solely those of our host or the guests and not necessarily of the Responsible and Problem Gambling Program of British Columbia, Canada. Thank you for listening, and please join us for our next episode.